is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 7th of November, 2017. It's the birthday of the physicist and chemist Marie Curie, born in 1867 in Warsaw, who discovered radium, without which we wouldn't have X-rays or certain cancer therapies. She did her work in France with her husband, Pierre. They moved there and set up a lab in a decrepit warehouse outside their atelier, warehouse which had an asphalt floor, a glass roof broken in several places, heated by a cast-iron stove in the winter. Marie Curie often stirred the heavy, molten mass of radioactive products in a cauldron herself, sometimes slipped samples into her pockets and carried them around. Nobody knew then about the harmful effects of radiation. She died in 1934 from exposure to radioactivity. It's the birthday of the Danish poet Benny Andersen, born in Vangede, a suburb of Copenhagen, in 1929. The most popular poet in Denmark, a national literary hero, Benny Andersen, who wrote, "We have 12 clocks in the house, and it strikes me there's not enough time. You go out to the kitchen, get chocolate milk for your spindly son, but when you get back, he's grown too old for chocolate milk, demands beer, girls, revolution." And it's the birthday of the writer Albert Camus, born in Mondovi, Algeria, 1913, grew up in a working-class family. Father was killed in World War I, the Battle of the Marne. His mother was a cleaning woman, barely literate. He went off to study philosophy in Algiers, tended goal for the university soccer team. Camus wrote later, "All that I know most surely about morality and the obligations of man I owe to soccer." He wrote a novel called The Stranger, in which the narrator kills someone on a beach and goes to prison, where he eventually reconciles himself to his situation. In the spring of 1940, Camus moved to Paris just as the war began. He got a job designing page layouts for a newspaper, devoted most of his time to finishing the novel The Stranger. He finished the book just before Hitler's tanks rolled into Paris. The Stranger, published in 1942, followed by his collection of essays, The Myth of Sisyphus, and later The Plague, in 1947. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker, "Why I Love Being Married to a Chemist." Because he can still cause a reaction in me when he talks about SN2 displacements, amines, and esters looking for receptor sites at the base of their ketones. Because he lugs home serious tomes like the Journal of the American Chemical Society or the Proceedings of the Society of the Plastics Industry, the opposite of the slim volumes of poetry with colorful covers that fill my bookshelves. Because once, years ago, on a Saturday, before our raucous sun rang in the dawn, he was just standing there in the bathroom, out of the shower. I said, "Honey, what's wrong?" And he said, "Oh, I was just thinking about a molecule." Because he taught me about sublimation, how a solid like ice can change straight to a gas without becoming a liquid first. Because even after all this time together, he can still make me melt. A poem by Barbara Crooker, "Why I Love Being Married to a Chemist," from Les Fauves, published by CNR Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.